The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3421. Now that the SAG-AFTRA strike is over and that there has been news about different Star Wars movies in the past week, I thought I would take a moment to reset and consider where we're at with every Star Wars movie that we know is in development. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So preliminarily, it seems the SAG-AFTRA strike is over, and there have been lots of fun photos from behind the scenes of the Ahsoka series coming out on social media, which is really great, and it just kind of makes you realize, oh my gosh, what we've been missing for these many months. However, the agreement hasn't been ratified by the entire membership, and there are a lot of sketchy things about AI apparently that are still in there, so we'll see. But things can move forward, at least for the time being, and so I thought, well, let's take a look at where we're at with all the Star Wars movies that we know are in development, because there's also been news about 3 of those movies in the past week. One of those we were actually talking about not too long ago on the podcast. There was an interview with Sean Levy, the creator of, among other things, Stranger Things, and how he has been given the license by Kathleen Kennedy to create a Sean Levy movie, not to, you know, treat Star Wars like a machine and try to fit something in the machine, but to actually have his perspective, his unique talent and way of telling stories, and to bring that to the Star Wars galaxy. So that's one. Just the other day, Kevin Feige was asked about his Star Wars movie, which Michael Waldron, who had worked on the Loki series and one of the Doctor Strange movies, he was going to be writing that movie, but he was giving an interview. And basically, when asked, he just said, no, it's not happening. Like, literally just no. And that was it. So whether it's just on hold or it's totally gone and off the radar, we don't know. But he certainly has a lot on his plate with trying to get the MCU back to its, you know, high performing self. There have been some challenges that have been reported in the trades and whatnot. And so, yeah, he definitely has other things to be focusing on that I guess are not Star Wars related. So the Feige project is in turnaround. Then there's Taika Waititi's movie, and Taika has a movie coming out called Next Goal Wins, so naturally he's doing interviews for it, and he is talking about his Star Wars project. The last we had heard about it, Kathleen Kennedy was giving an interview earlier this year and said that Taika needs an Act 3 for his movie, so he's working on it. And in the most recent interview, Taika said that yes, he is absolutely still working on that movie and he's just taking his time, but he's working on multiple scripts right now and he just wants to make sure that he gets this right. And then earlier this year, we heard that the Lando series that had been in development for a long time, at least we knew something about it back in the Disney Investor Day 3 years ago, just about in December of 2020, that there was going to be a series. But then Donald Glover's brother, Stephen Glover, said that, oh, no, it's actually going to be a movie. Now they're developing it as a movie. And Kathleen Kennedy has said that they're basically on Donald Glover's timetable, that he has a lot of irons in the fire that he's dealing with. And so, you know, they'll get to it when he's ready to get to it. And now that they are revamping the idea as a movie situation, well, you know, maybe that'll delay things a little further. Hard to say. But yeah, that is definitely still an in progress thing. And here's the crazy thing. None of those movies were actually talked about at Star Wars Celebration London earlier this year. So on top of those movies in development, we also have the James Mangold movie, which has been described to us as a sort of Dawn of the Jedi biblical epic kind of movie, which now that we are on Peredia in the Ahsoka series and we have the Mortis gods showing up there, like, there's a part of me that wonders if it would actually be set there of all places. I know that whatever happens with the characters that are stranded on Peredia in the Ahsoka series, you know, their fates are going to be revealed in another of the movies that is in development, which is Dave Filoni's movie that will be tying in The Mandalorian and the Ahsoka series and possibly the Boba Fett series, possibly Skeleton Crew, who knows at this point. And then there's what is generally referred to as the New Jedi Order movie, which is going to feature Daisy Ridley returning to the role of Rey Skywalker. It's being directed by Charmaine Obed-Chinoy. It had been being developed by Damon Lindelof, and apparently he was asked to leave the movie, as it turns out. This is something that he revealed in an interview earlier this year. Why? Don't know, but the script that he was working on with Justin Gibson, I believe it is, was supposedly about an elderly Rey teaching Jedi Knights, but yeah, Daisy Ridley is not elderly by any stretch. So yeah, obviously the version of it that Steven Knight has been working on and possibly is finished by now, is in the prime position to be going into more aggressive pre-production and get ready for filming, potentially, assuming the SAG-AFTRA contract gets ratified. And seems to be the one that is, in our reckoning, most likely to be the one that opens in May of 2026, which on Disney's release calendar is currently the first Star Wars movie that's out there. And so that's almost every single Star Wars movie that we know about that's in development. There is one, or kind of three in a way, that we haven't talked about yet, and technically speaking isn't in active development, but as opposed to every other Star Wars movie out there, like, everything else has been shut down, but the door is still open for Rian Johnson and the trilogy that he had envisioned, which was announced quite a few years ago at this point. The conversation, anytime somebody asks Kathleen Kennedy about it or asks Rian Johnson about it, the answer is always that we would love to do it. Ryan's too busy. He's got other things that he needs to finish before he comes back to this. Kind of the same answer as Donald Glover's situation, basically, at this point. So yeah, that's every Star Wars movie that we know is in development, or at least is still possibly happening. So it's the New Jedi Order movie, the Dawn of the Jedi movie, the Dave Filoni live action series wrap-up movie, the Sean Levy movie, the Taika Waititi movie, the Lando movie, and the Rian Johnson movies. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
At LensCrafters, we value expertly tailored eye care, provide state-of-the-art eye exams, offer a wide assortment of designer brands and high-quality lenses, because everything we do at LensCrafters is for every sight that makes your life special. We offer 50% off lenses with frame purchase, shop in-store and online. Book your annual eye exam now on LensCrafters.com. LensCrafters, because sight. Eye exams available at the independent doctor of optometry at or next to LensCrafters. Doctors in some states are employed by LensCrafters. Offer valid to April 2nd, 2023. See associate for details.